we can start doing some meditation. And meditation is a beautiful way to start the evening, where your mind can relax, rest, find some peace. And sometimes people are surprised at how easy it is to find peace when you come into a place which is devoted to that, and you get some nice instructions on the path to peace and stillness and kindness. If your mind is hard, it's too difficult to find peace. If you make it soft, it's surprising. The path to peace becomes much more easy to walk. So, first of all, you close your eyes. And with the eyes closed, then you bring awareness to this moment here in Nolamara, in the meditation hall. And sitting in this meditation hall, so many years we've been having these Friday evenings. So many people have passed through here and gained some very deep peace in their lives. Now it's your turn. So as you're sitting here, take this moment seriously. This moment, you deserve the safety, the comfort, the peace. That's why you're here. So first you just look at your body. So I start looking at my feet. And what I do, I ask my feet, how are you? Just like I'd ask one of you, how are you today? And I would pay attention to what you tell me. And if there's anything which I can do to make you more at peace, more comfortable, of course I will do that. That's the same with my feet. I care for you, feet. So I become aware of how they feel. Once I'm aware of how they feel, then I can relax them. It's by being kind to them. There's anything I can do by movement. Today I've got my feet in a good position, so I don't really need to adjust my legs. But sometimes, check it out. Sometimes your foot might be squashed under a leg. It may be too far out from the base of the seat. Check them and make sure they're as comfortable as you can possibly make it. In meditation, we kind of pamper our feet. And it gets us into this mood of caring. When you care for parts of your own body, you really do care for them, and you find they relax and become all sorts of peaceful and comfortable. If you do have any pains, if you do have any migraines, tightness, tension, just being kind to that part of your body and staying with that kindness until you can feel things relax, open out, being free. Then from my feet I go to my lower legs, including my ankle. It's a wonderful thing to do. I just notice the muscles in my lower legs. Just kind to them. And they tend to soften, open out. Nothing is pushing or pulling them anymore. And I can feel them relaxing. The sensation which I've identified for years as a feeling of comfort starts to grow in my lower legs. And then around my knees. Many people have difficulties with their knees. accidents, or just forcing their body when they should have just relaxed and rested. I've fallen off many ladders, fallen off cliffs in my life so far. Crashed my motorbike when I was young. I look at my knees now, give them this really blast of kindness. And gratitude too. Thank you for allowing me to move around throughout my life so far. You've done a great job, knees. When you give them praise and kindness, it's amazing just how, at least my knees anyway, they respond to that. It's like they can become all gooey and soft and no pain or stress anywhere in them at all. And I go past the knees to my upper legs, my thighs. I can feel them. So I'm feeling my thighs, knowing the sensations there. They do feel a bit tight. All I do is just notice that feeling. I don't fight it. I just know it, give it kindness, care for it. And it gets all at ease by itself. Anything which was a blockage or a tightness tends to vanish. And I go to my butt. For once when I meditate here, I've got my butt in a good position. It's really comfortable on the cushion. It actually quite surprised me. It doesn't usually happen. But nevertheless, I realise I don't need to move. My lower legs, from my toes to my butt, is comfortable. And I go above my lower legs to my waist. And I'm always in that habit of just stretching my back, putting my waist in a bit. It feels good. And then notice my back. That feels comfortable. I'll just check it out. If I need to move it, I will. So even my back muscles can relax. And go to the front of my body. And I just scan my attention up it. Scan it upwards, like in my fax machine. When I do a scan of a document I need to pass on to somebody, I can see the light just of the scanner just going across the document. That's what I'm doing to my body now, scanning it. And as it moves up, if I find anywhere which is a bit tight or blocked, just notice it's in the upper part of my respiratory system. It feels a bit tight. I get to know the feelings in my own body. I get to know the feelings which are abnormal and also how to deal with them. A lot of times just paying attention there and relaxing something. And find that part of my upper digestive tract now relaxes. After all these years of being a monk, I have learned how to relax parts of my body and heal them. Now my digestive tract to my stomach feels really comfortable. And go above there to my lungs. My father suffered from asthma. I still have allergies to some flowers. But not tonight. My lungs are at peace. Gently breathing in and breathing out. My heart is calm, it's not excited, it's not afraid. It's just beating enough to supply the blood to this body, which is quite tranquil. It doesn't need to beat fast. At this point, because I always like to serve those people who have things like cancers, and especially breast cancer, just to ask them, just can you be aware of that part of your body, please? And when you can feel any sensations in that area, please relax them to the max. Just even wishing that, aiming for that, intending that, you soon learn from the feedback which mindfulness gives you. You learn how to relax anything. So your chances of getting some of those nasty diseases get so lessened. You're mindful, you get to know your body and how to deal with it, how to work with it. And then when I go up to my, right through my torso, I get to my shoulders. Put my butt in a good place this time, but my shoulders are always tense when I start. So I use that little technique of just scrunching up my neck and then letting go. Deliberately look at my shoulders and make sure that nothing is held tight. Everything is loose, like a guitar string with no tension on it. All those tendons and muscles in my shoulders soon become relaxed to the max. And I know that state where I can now meditate and I won't even feel my shoulders for hours. I go down my arms, past my elbows, past my wrists, to my fingers. And there's so many nerve endings in your fingers. It's very easy to know how they are and to just be kind enough to them to adjust them slightly, which I'm now doing. They feel so much more easy. Go back up to my shoulders and my neck. It's one thing which I read about years and years ago. Sometimes people meditate with their head too far forward, or too far back, or to the left or the right, and after a while that gives them even migraines. That's what I read. So now, since that time, always would check the position of my head on top of the neck by moving it backwards and forwards until I can feel the optimum position. And then once my head is positioned well, then I go and be aware of the muscles in my face, around the eyes, forehead, mouth, nose. Because those muscles, for me anyway, they're very sensitive. I always recognize that those muscles tighten up when you have some emotional tightness. They're connected to your emotional world. That's why I be aware of those muscles and relax them all. It's nice learning how to relax the muscles in your face. It is actually letting go. Not holding them, not trying to change them, but relaxing them. And after a while you learn how to do that. So you can let go of a lot of anxiety or fear or anger, just by noticing the muscles in your face and learning how to relax them all. It feels so much more pleasant. And then I become aware of my whole body, not just by parts, but from toes to head. As I look at it this evening, my body is so relaxed. Sometimes I feel I could sit here for hours. And I stay with that perception of the relaxation of body. Because I know what comes next is the joy of relaxation, the pleasure of it. And to me this is an important experience. It allows me to relax even more. And also teaches me and others how meditation is fundamentally joyful. It's not something you strive against. It's not like struggling up a hill as fast as you can. It's easy. And then I let go of relaxing the body. Because now I notice I'm in this present moment, just right now. I'm not planning anything. I'm not carrying any burdens from the past. You cannot be light if you carry the past and fear for the future. I have this wonderful trust, kindness to everything. You can learn from the present much more than you ever learned from the past. And when you're kind and peaceful, your future health and well-being are improved. When I become more in the present moment, it becomes almost impossible to think. Don't need to give things names anymore. Don't need to work out what they mean. It is not a university or science class. It's not learning the truth of things yet. It's experiencing peace instead. To know what peace and freedom feel like. Once my mind starts to get peaceful, it's so easy to see the breath. Or if you go even deeper, see the beautiful light of a nimitta.